In this bulletin, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne denies Australia's interfering in the case of Australian journalist Chung Lei. A hotel worker from Melbourne contracts the UK variant of coronavirus. And in the AFL, calls for Eddie Maguire to step down as Collingwood president. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. China's foreign ministry is asking Australia to respect its judicial sovereignty and not to interfere in the case of Australian journalist Chung Lei. A criminal investigation has begun into the Australian journalist from CGTN over spying charges, and she has spent 6 months in detention. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin insists the case will be handled independently and says the Australian's rights will be guaranteed during the process.
Chung Lei is suspected of illegally providing state secrets to foreign countries and approved the arrest of the suspect Chung Lei on February the 5th in accordance with the criminal procedure law of the People's Republic of China. The case is currently under further processing, during which the Chinese judicial authorities handled the case in accordance with law and fully guaranteed various rights of Chung Lei.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has denied interference and says it's appropriate to ask for basic standards of justice, procedural fairness and humane treatment. Still overseas, and protesters are continuing their campaign against the military coup in Myanmar, demanding the release of Aung San Suu Kyi. The military seized power from the democratically elected leader after claims of fraud in the general election held in November last year. Coup leader and military chief General Min Aung Hlaing has vowed to build a democratic system in his first televised address to Myanmar. Protester Daw Mo is angry about the coup.
We do not want the military junta. We never ever wanted this junta. Nobody wants it. All the people are ready to fight them.
And the family of an Australian academic detained in Myanmar insists the economic advisor has done nothing wrong. Sean Turnell has been advising Myanmar's democratically elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. His wife, Ha Vas, is expressing her concern about his detention, and the Australian government is calling for Professor Turnell's release. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne, who has met Professor Turnell, says he's highly regarded in Australia.
We have called for the immediate release of Australian citizen Professor Sean Turnell from detention in Myanmar. Our embassy has been providing Professor Turnell with extensive support during this ordeal.
He was detained over the weekend after the military coup in Myanmar. The World Health Organization is urging coronavirus vaccine manufacturers to be ready to adapt their products to improve effectiveness against COVID-19. The health group says the emergence of new virus variants is raising concerns about whether existing vaccines work. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says it's crucial the world does anything it can to reduce COVID-19 circulation through public health measures. But the head of the WHO adds that the study into the AstraZeneca vaccine is based on a trial with a small number of young participants.
It's important to determine whether or not the vaccine remains effective in preventing more severe illness.
More than 100 million COVID-19 cases have been recorded worldwide and over 2 million deaths. And Victoria has recorded no coronavirus cases on Tuesday after a testing blitz in Melbourne's northwest on Monday. A positive case was detected over the weekend when a hotel quarantine worker from Melbourne Airport contracted COVID-19. The health department identified a bottle shop, cake store and a clothing outlet as high-risk exposure sites in Melbourne. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says genomic testing shows the hotel worker case has the UK variant of coronavirus. Rescue teams have worked into the night during an operation in the Indian Himalayas after a glacier burst, killing at least 26 people. On Sunday, the glacier broke away, triggered a flood and destroyed a dam in northern Indian state of Uttarakhand. Most of the people missing are workers from two hydroelectric projects downstream that were either damaged or swept away. Dozens are feared dead or missing in the disaster. Indigenous leaders and politicians have signed a letter calling for Collingwood's president Eddie Maguire to step down from his role at the AFL club. Mr Maguire is due to leave the club's board at the end of the year, and there are questions about whether he should exit earlier. The media personality has been criticised for his handling of racism at the club after the release of a report into the club's culture. The letter states the authors believe Eddie Maguire has proven he's incapable as a leader and he needs to step down immediately. See what the weather's doing for you around the country today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, where it's 25 degrees. Much the same in Adelaide, 30. In Melbourne, fine weather, 27. A cloudy 17 degrees for Hobart. Much the same for Canberra, where it's 23. A shower or 221 in Wollongong. In Sydney, a couple of light showers, 24. 25 with a possible shower in Newcastle. Partly cloudy, 29 in Brisbane. Showers with a possible storm, 32 for Cairns. And showers and a storm likely, 30 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.